अष्टवक्र गीता चैप्टर 2 द्वितीयो अध्यायः जनक उवाच अहो निरंजनः शांतो बोधो अहम् प्रकृते परः एतावन्तमहम् कालम् मोहेनैव विडम्बितः जनक सर ट्रूली एम स्पॉटलेस एंड एट पीस द अवेयरनेस बियॉन्ड नेचुरल कैजुअलिटी All this time I have been afflicted by delusion. Yata prakasha yam yeko dehamenam tata jagat ato mama jagat sarva matava nacha kimchanaha. As I alone give light to this body, so I do to the world. As a result, the whole world is mine, or alternatively, nothing is mine. Sa sharira maho vishvam परित्यज्य मयाधुना कुतश्चित् कौशलात् एव परमात्मा विलोक्यते सो नाउ दैट आई हैव अबैंडन्ड द बॉडी एंड एवरीथिंग एल्स बाय सम गुड फॉर्च्यून और अदर माय ट्रू सेल्फ बिकम्स अपेरेंट यता न तोयते भिन्नास्त रंगा फेन बुद्बुदाः आत्मानो न तथा भिन्नम विश्वमात्म विनिर्गतम जस्ट एस वेव्स फोम एंड बबल्स आर नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम वाटर सो ऑल दिस विच हैज इमनेटेड फ्रॉम वन सेल्फ इज नो अदर देन वन सेल्फ्स तंतुमात्रो भवेद एव पटो यद्वत् विचारितः आत्मतन्मात्र मेवेदम Tatvat Vishwam Vicharitam. In the same way that when analyzed, cloth is found to be just thread, so when all this is analyzed, it is found to be no other than oneself. Yatei Vekshurase Klupta Tena Vyapteva Sharkara Tata Vishwam Mayi Kluptam Maya Vyaptam Nirantaram. Just as the sugar is produced from the juice of the sugar cane, is permeated with the same taste, so all this produced out of me is completely permeated with myself. Atmanyana jagat bhati, Atmanyana na basate, Rajava jnana dahi bhati, Tatjnanat basate nahi. From ignorance of oneself, the world appears, and by knowledge of oneself, it appears no longer. From ignorance of the rope, a snake appears, and by knowledge of it, it appears no longer. Prakasho me nijam rupam, nati rikto asmam yaham tata. यता प्रकाशते विश्वम तदाहम बासयेवहि शाइनिंग इज माय एसेंशियल नेचर एंड आई एम नथिंग ओवर एंड बियॉन्ड दैट व्हेन द वर्ल्ड शाइन्स फोर्थ इट इज सिंपली मी दैट इज शाइनिंग फोर्थ अहो विकल्पितम विश्वमज्ञानमयि बासते रूप्यम शुक्तो फनी रज्जो वारी सूर्य करे यता All this appears in me, imagined due to ignorance. Just as a snake appears in a rope, the mirage of water in the sunlight, and silver in the mother of pearl. Matto vinirgatam vishvam, mayyeva layameshyate, mrudi kumbho jale vichihi, kanake katakam yata. All this which has originated out of me, is dissolved back onto me too. Like a jug bag into a clay, a wave into water, and a bracelet into gold. Aho aham namo mahyam vinasho yasya nasti me brahmadis tam paryantam jagadnasho api tishtatah. How wonderful I am! Glory to me for whom there is no destruction, remaining even beyond the destruction of the world, from Brahma down to the last clump of grass. Aho aham namo mahyam, eko aham deva dehavanapi, kvachin na ganta na ganta vyapya vishvam avastitah. How wonderful I am! Glory to me, solitary even though with a body, neither going nor coming anywhere. I, who abide forever, filling all that is. Aho aham namo mahyam, daksho nastiha matsamaha, asam sprishyasya, sharirena yena vishvam chiram dhritam. How wonderful I am, glory to me. There is no one so clever as me. I who have borne all that is forever, without even touching it with my body. Aho aham namo mahyam yasya me nasti kinchana, atava yasya me sarvam yad vang bana sagocharam. Vang mana sagocharam. How wonderful I am, glory to me. I who possess nothing at all, or alternately possess everything that speech and mind can refer to. Jnanam jnayam tata jnata tritayam nasti bastavam ajnanat bhati yatredam so ahamasmi niranjanaha. Knowledge, what is to be known, and the knower, these three do not exist in reality. I am the spotless reality in which they appear because of ignorance. Dvaita mula maho dukkam nanyantas dhya asti veshajam drushyametan vrusha sarvam yeko aham chidra somalaha. Truly, dualism is the root of suffering. There is no other remedy for it than the realization that all this that we see is unreal, and that I am the one stainless reality consisting of consciousness. Bodhamatro aham jnanat upadihi kalpito maya evam vimrushato nityam nirvikalpe stitir mama. I am pure awareness. Through ignorance I have imagined myself to have additional attributes. By continually reflecting like this, my dwelling place is in the unimagined. Na me bando asti moksho, na branti shanto nirashraya, aho mahi stitam vishvam, vastuto na mahi stitam. For me, here is neither bondage nor liberation. The illusion has lost its basis and ceased. Truly, all this exists in me, though ultimately it does not even exist in me. Sa shariram idam vishvam na kinchiditi nishchitam shuddha chinmatra atma chatatkasmin kalpanaduna. I have recognized that all this and my body are nothing, while my true self is nothing but pure consciousness. So what is there for the imagination work on now? Shariram sarva narako bandha moksho vayam tata kalpana matra mevetat kim me karyam chidatmanah. The body, heaven and hell, bondage and liberation and fear too, all this is pure imagination. What is there left to do for me whose very nature is consciousness? Aho janasa muhe api na dvaitam pashyato mama aranyamiva samvritam kva ratim karavanya haham. Truly, I do not even see dualism in a crowd of people. So what would I gain by replacing it with a wilderness? Naham deho na me deho jivo nahamaham hi chit ayameva hi me bandha asiddha jivito spruha. I am not the body, nor the body is mine. I am not a living being, I am consciousness. It was my thirst for living that was my bondage. Aho bhuvana kallo lair vichitrair திராக் சுமுத்திதம் மையானந்த மகாம்போதௌ சித்தவாத்வ சமுத்யதே. Truly it is in the limitless ocean of myself that stimulated by the colorful waves of the world, everything suddenly arises in the wind of consciousness. Mayan nananta maham bodhau chittavate prashamyati abhagya jeeva vanijo jagatpoto vinashvaraha. It is in the limitless ocean of myself that the wind of thought subsides, and the trader-like living being's world boat is wrecked by the lack of goods. Mayananta maham bodha vascharyam jiva vichayaha udyanti nanti kelanti pravishanti Swabhavatah. How wonderful it is that in the limitless ocean of myself, the waves of living beings arise, collide, play, and disappear according to their natures.